Chuck and Kelly, our financial analyst Steve Boucher is here. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Chuck.
So, you know, we've been talking a lot about GE the last few months. Company's been in big trouble, and they were announcing major cutbacks and layoffs. And before the end of the year, you were saying, yeah, you know, they're going to be probably layoffs locally. And you got some heat for that? Well, guess what? Unfortunately, you were right.
Well, you know, I remember we talked about this back in December when it was announced, and I said, absolutely, it has to affect Schenectady. And I actually got some emails saying, no, they said it's not going to affect Schenectady, and here we are. We're going to have 130 hourly workers laid off, and that's a lot. There's not 130 jobs for these people to go to that will probably be as good as the jobs they're losing at GE. But GE is losing workers all around the world, and we unfortunately got affected locally.
Do you think they're going to be able to pull themselves out of this tailspin?
I'm not so sure. It's like the Titanic, Chuck. It's a company that got out of its way. It's funny. They sold off GE Capital, which was their finance arm,
right,
years ago. And that was the one part of their business that made all the money. It paid all the bills. Now they're having a hard time paying any bills.
Let's talk about layoffs and a little bit further. Red Robin has announced they're laying off their busing staff as a result of the minimum wage. Also, Wolf's 111 is filing for bankruptcy, and Governor Cuomo is calling for doing away with the tipping system and going to higher wages. What does all of this say about the restaurant industry and the direction that we're headed?
Being a foodie, it's not going to stop me from going to any restaurant. And I know there's probably a lot of restaurateurs that are listening that may not agree with me, but Governor Cuomo is bound and determined to raise the minimum wage for workers. They did it 2 years ago where they took the average hourly wage for a wait staff from $5 to $7.50. Every restaurant handled that pretty good, although restaurants like Red Robin, as you said, are laying off busboys because that's how they're cutting costs. That's what big corporate America does. Unfortunately for Wolf's 111, the absolute worst thing that most successful restaurant people can do is open up a second or a third restaurant because they just don't know how to handle that second and third operation. It's the most difficult business to operate in. But let's go back to the tipping. Minimum wage will probably go up. Governor Cuomo is bound and determined to do that. That means that workers won't get tips. What they'll do is they'll get a higher hourly wage. Restaurants will have to raise the prices of food. Now, will that stop anybody from going to their favorite restaurant where they were paying $20, tipping 20% for a total of $24? Now they'll go, they'll pay $24 for that dinner and not tip anything, although I'm pretty sure most people will still slip some cash to the waitstaff. So I think it's like a European model. Restaurants will survive this. I remember having a heated debate how many decades ago over smoking. One of my dearest friends told me it was going to kill this business. I said, when 80% of the people don't smoke, don't you think more people will come out to your business? A year later, he couldn't believe how much more business he was doing. I don't think the restaurants are going to get affected as much. They're just going to have a change.
So I saw some servers, though. They're very worried that they're going to make a lot less money. So I'm wondering if there would be, A, if that's true, and B, if restaurants are going to have an even harder time finding people who want to wait tables.
Well, you have to remember, one of the best-paying jobs is being a good wait staff or bar staff in the right restaurant because of all the cash. And they may make a little bit less because now all of a sudden those cash tips are going to be hourly wages, which are going to be taxed. They're going to be on the books. That's the one thing that wait staff won't like. Then you get restaurants like McDonald's that are having kiosks. It's like the Southwest. You do everything but fly the plane at Southwest. And more restaurants, you may just go sit down and there may be an iPad at the table and you order your own food.
Well, I remember years ago, and now it's since closed in Latham, but right near the Circle, there was Pizzeria Uno, and they used to have just that. They had the thing right on your table. You order right from there. Look at it. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It just seems like it's a big part of the future. Steve Boucher, you hear him every Saturday, noontime on WGY. 720-3333, offices in historic downtown Troy and in Saratoga Springs. Always online, Boucher.com. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Chuck. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Steve.